The Gulf South Conference once again has delayed the start of the fall sports season to early 2021. Last month, the delay to begin football, volleyball, soccer, and cross country came for September or October. Dave Scott is UWF's athletics director.
The ADs had met the previous week and made some recommendations. It was a little different than what we thought. The main thing is that with the health and safety of the student athletes in mind, fall was going to be a real challenge with the pandemic and the guidelines set forth.
With fall sports now scheduled to overlap with winter and spring sports in the GSC, Scott says the resulting landscape remains to be seen.
You know, our preference probably would be to have some kind of normal spring where it's scrimmages and outside competition, but it's not a fall championship season like you would normally see. I don't think at this point you want student athletes to utilize their eligibility, but you want to create opportunities and a good experience for them to continue to improve their skills. Very disappointed, obviously, for our seniors, our fans, all our players. But get over the initial disappointment, and now it's opportunity to move on and find a way to continue to grow as a program.
For West Florida head football coach Pete Shinnick, who started the Argo program from scratch and began play in 2016, it's somewhat comparable to 2014 and 2015, having a team but not having games.
Well, it's definitely helpful to have that experience and kind of know what a long fall looks like without games. With that being said, this is a little different because, you know, we're not dealing with a bunch of freshmen like we were in 15. We feel like we learned some good things during that time, and we feel like we have a pretty good plan that we can put in place.
Still to be determined are the training and practice schedules to prepare for the delayed season, if it does happen.
We're still waiting exactly to see what the timeline will be and what we'll be cleared to do. This fall will probably be more like a traditional spring. We'll map out a plan that puts our guys in the best position to continue to grow and develop and get better.
We want you guys to play. We want to make sure that folks know that we value the opportunities for our student athletes in the state of Florida. Taking that away would do lasting damage.
The GSC's decision comes as Governor Ron DeSantis called for college football to be played this season, especially in Florida and the South. He contends that student athletes are safest on campus, surrounded by teammates. The governor made that call Tuesday, speaking at Florida State University. On the day, Florida set a new daily record for COVID-19 deaths, with 276.
We believe that college athletics, not just football, this is integral to young men and women here at Florida State and across the state of Florida. To take away that season would be short-circuiting the dreams that so many of our student athletes have worked for, in many cases, their whole lives.
We hated to hear the news on one front. On the second front, we will continue to be champions for another year. We will be the 2020 default champions.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. With no Argos football this fall, the loss fell by downtown businesses, restaurants, bars, and other places of no crush of people on game day likely would be enormous. But Robinson said that probably is a moot point anyway.
Although it does appear most sporting events weren't going to have people one way or the other. So even if we had had football, there's a very real likelihood that much of the ancillary business that we had downtown and the vibrancy would have been lost anyways, in the sense that those individuals would not have been coming to the game.
Amid efforts to keep businesses open during the pandemic, the jury is still out on the impact of the lost football season.
We're trying to figure out what that does mean economically with all the other things we've got going on. We've been very focused on trying to keep businesses open. I mean, we want them to be open. We want people to have safe places to work and be able to get commerce done. All of that is very important to what happens here at the city of Pensacola and moving forward.
The Gulf South is among the conferences moving their fall sports to the spring. The Pac-12 is also making that move. Other conferences, the SEC and the ACC among them, are said to be weighing their options. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.